Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God speaks to us from the heart. And I love the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's better than the icing on the cake. Jesus gave us life, and the Holy Spirit shows us how to access it, how to be blessed, and how to love like He does. Loving people like Jesus loves you, you know, that love foundation, if that's in place, everything gets in place. You fulfill the law. You fulfill the ceremonial law through Christ. You show people God. You represent God to a dying man, giving him hope. You show a woman that she can live forever, and her family can be blessed. You show people all these wonderful things. And it starts the moment you believe on Jesus. That's where the healing process begins. And it will be finished. It won't always be in the pre-stage. It's gonna develop. You know, we develop in life. We develop godly character. We grow from glory to glory. The order of God is in place, starting within our hearts. And the more His love is in place, the more we are defined by Him. So we're defined by Him because we seek to represent Him. He helps us represent Him, and He wants us to represent Him. And he gives us all that we need to represent Him. And we go forward in life, not backwards. The enemy is trying to always interrupt the life process. It's not complicated. The enemy must be driven out. Adam, through his sin, gave the enemy permission to come here. He has a right to be here. He stole a position to be here. Jesus Christ gave us authority. We can drive him out of our life. Even though he's still on earth, he can be driven out of our life. He'll have no way to stop us. Satan and all of his band, all of his, everything under him, we have authority over him through Christ. According to Luke 10, Matthew 16, and Matthew 18, you know, it talks about our authority. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth or allow on earth is allowed in heaven. And it's sad because people didn't have a love foundation properly. They had it in part, but not in full. They didn't teach the word in full. They didn't teach the word as it is. They made excuses for what they believed. And they taught things that couldn't produce life. The average Christian has much more authority than Satan, because Jesus said, don't rejoice because your name, because you have authority over Satan, but because your name is written in the book of life. That's a minor thing, to have authority over Satan. Your child has authority over Satan through Christ. But the rules are, you have to be subject to God. You have to live your life according to His love. And then there's no condemnation against you. There's nothing that can stop you. And you can live your life in fullness, in the full love of God. You don't have to go through this life in an evil condition. You can fight back. Now, the Israelites should have driven out the enemy. And you can read the book of Joshua and Judges and see what happens You have to read the whole book again and again, and you'll see what happens if you don't drive out the enemy. You know, it would have been easier for them to just spend, instead of trying to pursue relief, they should have made sure they drove all the enemy out. And I estimate it probably would have taken about 5 years. And it may not have taken that long. It depends on how dedicated you are to God. With the wisdom of God, it don't take long. But man don't always receive the wisdom of God in his endeavors. They do it their way, how they think. If you're going to do a task that big, you're going to need encouragement. You know, if I had to do something like that, I would say, look, you're going to have to be encouraged to do this. You're going to have, and the way you do that is do the word of God. God told Joshua how to do it. Fill your heart with the word. Study the word day and night. So, if Joshua would have studied the word day and night, which I believe he did, because he did a lot, but a great portion of his day was he had to deal with contrary people. And I would have commanded them to study the word day and night also, if I had a way to command them. And I definitely would have encouraged them to do it. Because you can't take a nation if you're complaining all the time, if you're whining about this and that. A lot of times people, a lot of pastors, they kind of cop people in their youthful stage. And sometimes it's understandable, but at one point people need to grow up and stop complaining and stop whining and stop feeling sorry for themselves and get off their behind and work and do what they're supposed to do. If you know what to do, do it. If something's not right, if something's not, make it right. You know, the wives could have encouraged their husbands. And nobody can encourage a husband like a real wife. And they can encourage him in every way. They could have said, go take that land. We got to take the land. It's going to be good if we do. It's going to be better for our children if we take the land. It would have been better for everybody involved, even the Canaanites, because their gods would have lost. Everything that they believed would have been challenged. See, when we walk in the light, we challenge people at their core. When you do what's right and walk in the light, you shower people with the light of God. You give them the love of God, the purity of God, and the wisdom of God in all that you do. When you walk in peace, you're in perfect alignment with the love of God, first the love of God, and the purity of God, the holiness of God, and then thirdly, the wisdom of God. And you can, these three, the Lord taught me about those three a long time ago, love, holiness, and wisdom. They protect each other. That's the three-strand cord of God. And everything God does is governed by his love, which is governed by his purity, which is governed by his wisdom, which is governed by his love, which is governed by his purity, which is governed by his wisdom. They all three work together. If you think about a person that wants to be holy and pure, but if they don't have wisdom and if they don't have love, they're going to be a mean person. They're going to be legalistic and kind of like a traditional Christian. But if they have the love without holiness, that's not going to last either, because they're going to accept everything. Now, the balance of our love, we love people. And the sin, we hate the sin. And then the wisdom is how we relate to Him. We're well balanced if we do it God's way. See, the Lord will supply you with what you don't know. You have a standard of holiness because you love God. And then you have wisdom of God. When you don't know what to do, God will give you. He'll be a spirit of wisdom. If you don't know what to do, He'll be a spirit of knowledge. And if you don't, and when things are over your head, He'll be a spirit of counsel. You don't have to look within. You can always look at Him. And if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. So we represent God not of our own strength, out of His strength we represent Him. And that's what I learned, you know, from Him. How to be led by the Holy Spirit. Under any kind of challenge, especially when I'm talking to people, I yield to the Lord to see if He'll give me something. And then He'll give me what to say. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to wrestle. I don't have to fight. I don't have to worry myself. I just have to be quiet. Quiet, let my spirit man be quiet and listen. And then He'll give me what to say, and then I say it. And then it works. And then I speak. And then I go forward. But when it comes to the hard matters, even the easy matters, when I'm dealing with people, I always look to the Lord. When I minister, I look to the Lord. I ask Him to give, you know, He knows what He wants to say to His people. And in life, I ask for help. I ask for help all the time. And sometimes I present myself to the Lord to see if there's anything He wants to share, anything He wants to say. And then I react. Instead of reacting out of my own strength, I seek Him that I may be appropriate. And every time that I do that, I remain balanced in the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God. And I follow that peace. And that's how you do it. Now, in the Old Testament and New Testament prophets, the word of the Lord will come to them saying, now this is not something that they were seeking for. It can happen when you are praying and seeking Him. But when the word of the Lord just come to you sovereignly, saying something, and you receive the training so that you can do whatever it is you got to do. It's easy. Don't give up. Don't, you know, take it serious, because you're going to be appropriate. You're going to be authentic. It's possible to have authentic training to do an authentic mission of God, a sanction. And He'll give you the anointing you need, and He'll give you everything you need to do this. You just have to choose, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to handle it. But remember, every time you act on what He say do, you're growing as a person. You're growing. And you're promoting growth in others. You're living. And you're sowing also. A lot of times we're looking at the reaping as something, the desires that we desire, things that we want, things we want to have. But you're sowing towards something greater every time you act on the Word of God. Every time you do it, every time you believe it, every time you speak it, every time you endure, you're sowing. Not only that, you're setting your children up to do even greater. So it all works together. And not only that, the people that believe you, people that take you at face value, people that trust you, people you help to come into covenant with God, they're watching how you do things. And it all, see, if you have that love foundation, you'll always cooperate with God. If you don't have the love foundation, and the Lord can tell you something and you won't acknowledge it, your will will be too strong and your inner voice will be too loud, and you won't do what he said do. But if you do it God's way, you will. It's going to be good. You're going to love it. Now, as we go forward, acknowledging the Lord, doing the authentic things, things that the Holy Spirit ordained, life is growing in you. You're growing, you're changing. You're helping others advance. And people will live because of it. And I love the patterns of God, the love of God. Excuse me. Those that receive his word and do it, they're doing these things. They're taking charge of their life. And they don't have to beg and crawl. David said, I never saw his seed begging bread. Now, I have seen Christians begging bread. But when they start being hard-headed. And I have seen people get out of alignment and have trouble. Some people come to God that way. But show me a person that will follow God and do precisely what he say. They're not going to be begging bread. They're going to be passing out bread. The bread of life at that. They're going to know what to do. Their eyes are going to be in their sockets. They're going to see. They're going to live with the intelligence of God because they're connected to him. They're an extension of him. They seek his face and they know him. As we go forward doing his word, doing what he says do, we gain ground and we don't stay the same. We share the love of God with others, and they live, they do better and greater. And the word of God is designed to propel the generations. But when people have a pride foundation, or put it this way, they have Canaanites that they didn't drive out. They have demonic thoughts that they didn't drive out. They have demonic ways that they didn't deal with and drive out. All these things can be driven out. Now, when the Holy Spirit gives you something to do, and you have a mind to do it, and you endeavor to do it, the enemy is going to pull whatever cord he has, whatever attachment he's got, he's going to yank it and activate what you didn't drive out. To some people, he pulled their lust cord. He pulled the string of lust and he yanked that chain. It's such a stronghold in their life, he yanked it. And then they can't follow God because they're in lust, or they're greedy, or they're in pride. So the Lord can't, he's in a stalemate. He can't use that person for great things. He can only use them and sanction them on their level of faithfulness. And if they're declining, he has to withdraw himself. And his grace is so good that he'll use them anyway to encourage them to come back. One time I had a pastor, and I was looking, you know, I was learning a lot about the Lord through him. And the Lord gave me a dream about it. He said, only listen to him when I'm using him. There were times he'd say what was on God's heart, and there were times he would act carnal. And in the dream, I saw him in both conditions. And he said, only listen to him when I'm using him. And I could tell the difference. He was trying. He loved God. But he also had love. There were things he didn't deal with that was worldly. And sometimes these things, the worldly things, they're going to progress and become worse if it's unchecked. But sometimes people feel fleshly motivated, and they'll say things or do things that's not of God. You can't take it all in, is what I'm saying. Trust God. Don't trust man like you trust God. And don't just look at God through man. Look at man through God. Even though people are a blessing, even though parents are a blessing, pastors, bishops, apostles are a blessing, good for them. Look at them through God. Look at them through Jesus. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and you'll become flawless. But if you look at God through man, then you'll think that whatever they're doing is okay with God, and it's not. Parents do things that's not okay with God all the time. Pastors do things that's not okay with God. It's not approved. That's just that. That's their ways. They have things they didn't deal with. And if you do what they're doing, God gonna have to. He's gonna have to work around you too. But if you want to be in the loop, if you want to be on the cutting edge of doing of God's word, you're gonna have to follow the peace, and you're gonna have to train. You're gonna have to get to know God. You're gonna have to always yield to Him. Show me a person that have a hard time yielding, and they're gonna end up in a stalemate. But if a person continually yield to the Lord and ask questions, God told Adam to. God showed Adam how you do it. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. And we talked about this last week in the most previous broadcast. We talked about these things. Everything is always mounting up. You mount up in your love walk. And if you love God, everything else will fall in place. You're fruitful. You're seeking to be a blessing. You're seeking to be a blessing. You're seeking to do it God's way. And then you multiply. From there, as you multiply, you increase greatly. You multiply, then you give. God can sanction you to do things that need to be done. And then you subdue it. Don't let it get out of control, and you have dominion over it. That's how you order your life. And if you have a mind to follow God and serve God, these are the things you do. You look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And everybody that's in line with Him, allow Him to be a blessing to you. It's easy as that. And be a blessing to everybody you can be a blessing to. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.